futures continued to gain ground on Tuesday. Agricultural producer sentiment declined after the November election. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishler. Howdy to all. This is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Tuesday night and Wednesday morning, the 2nd of December. Negotiated cash fed cattle trade was mostly inactive on very light demand in Nebraska and the Western Corn Belt through Tuesday afternoon. Elsewhere, it was at a standstill, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Cattle futures closed higher on Tuesday, though, supported by ongoing strength in wholesale beef values and the outlook for steady to higher cash prices this week. Live cattle futures closed an average of 47 cents higher. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of 81 cents higher. By the way, winter wheat condition improved week to week, according to the USDA Crop Progress Report for the week ending November 29th. 46% was rated as good or excellent, versus 43% the previous week and 52% the previous year. 18% was rated as poor or very poor, compared to 21% the prior week and 14% the prior year. Choice boxed beef cutout value was 28 cents lower Tuesday afternoon at $243.40 a hundredweight. Select was 65 cents higher at $223.08. Corn futures closed mostly 3 to 5 cents lower through September of 21 and then mostly 1 to 2 cents lower. Soybean futures closed 4 to 6 cents lower. Calves and feeder cattle traded mixed but mainly higher at the weekly Tuesday sales monitored by Cattle Current. Compared to 2 weeks earlier, steers weighing less than 500 pounds sold steady to $2 lower at Phillip Livestock Auction in South Dakota. Steers weighing more than 500 pounds sold $2 to $5 higher, except for steady to $3 higher at 550 to 600 pounds. Feeder heifers sold steady to $4 higher. There are 4,541 head on offer. Unweaned steer calves sold mostly $10 to $15 higher at Miles City Livestock Commission in Montana. Heifers weighing less than 550 sold $6 to $12 higher. There are 3,029 head on offer, about 60% of those feeders and calves. Steers weighing less than 450 pounds sold $10 to $15 higher in the special weaned and vaccinated sale at Farmers and Ranchers Livestock Commission in Salina, Kansas. Steers weighing more than 450 pounds sold $3 to $4 higher. Heifers weighing less than 400 pounds sold $20 higher and then $5 to $10 higher at heavier weights. There are 2,712 head on offer. At Winter Livestock in Riverton, Wyoming, steer calves weighing more than 500 pounds sold $2 to $3 higher, with instances of $6 to $7 higher. Steers weighing less than 500 pounds sold mostly steady. Five-weight heifer calves sold mostly steady to $2 to $4 higher. There are 1,749 head on offer. Finally, all feeder classes sold mostly steady at Bluegrass Stockyards in Lexington, Kentucky, where there are 1,671 head. Major U.S. financial indices closed higher Tuesday. Support included news of a new proposed economic stimulus plan and hawkish comments from Janet Yellen, President-elect Biden's choice for Treasury Secretary, who stressed urgency in the nation taking more strides in addressing the economic fallout borne by the pandemic. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 185 points higher. The S&P 500 closed 40 points higher, and the NASDAQ was up 156 points. Agricultural producer sentiment declined in November, according to the Purdue University CME Group Ag Economy Barometer. It dropped 16 points to a reading of 167 after setting a record high in October. According to James Mintert, the barometer's principal investigator and director of Purdue University's Center for Commercial Agriculture, this is the opposite of what happened following the November 2016 election. That year, he says, producers became much more optimistic about the future following the election, and in turn, That optimism about the future helped drive the Ag Economy Barometer up sharply in late 2016 and early 2017. The index of future expectations fell 30 points to a reading of 156 in November. However, the ongoing rally in commodity prices and coronavirus food assistance program payments continue to support producers' view of current economic conditions, with the index of current conditions rising 9 points in November to 187, an all-time high for the index. In order to learn more about what factors might be motivating the shift in producer sentiment before and after the November election, a series of questions focused on producers' future expectations for environmental regulations, taxes, and other key aspects of the agricultural economy. Those questions were included in both the October and November surveys. Comparing results from October to November, far more producers in November said they expect to see 1. Environmental regulations impacting agriculture to tighten over the next 5 years, 2. Higher income tax rates for farms and ranches, 3. Higher estate tax rates for farms and ranches, 4. Less government support for the U.S. ethanol industry, and 5. A weaker farm income safety net provided by U.S. government program policies. Also of note, since the summer of 2019, Purdue researchers have been tracing producers' perceptions regarding the ongoing trade dispute between the U.S. and China. Specifically, the survey asks whether respondents think the dispute will be resolved soon and if the outcome will ultimately benefit U.S. agriculture. In January and February of this year, 80% of survey respondents said they expected to see the trade dispute with China resolved in a way that benefits U.S. agriculture. In November, though, only 50% had that same expectation. Only 44% of respondents in November think it's likely that China will fulfill the Phase 1 trade agreement requirements. That's down from 59% a month earlier. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Tuesday night and Wednesday morning, the 2nd of December. This is Wes Ishmore. Thanks for listening.